Hi, this is Dominic Kell from The Breakfast Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, one and all, to IMO. That, of course, stands for In My Opinion, because that's what the show's about, opinions. This is the show where I take all sorts of random bits of news and information, share them with you because I want to know what you think about them. And I want to know what you think about all of these interesting topics that aren't potentially the big headline things, but are quite important to me personally and I think are kind of quite interesting. What have we got coming up this week? Well, our top story today is all about possibly the most distressing story of the past week. Mobile company O2 is looking for millions in compensation for the data outage last week. So if you weren't aware, if you aren't on O2 or any of their other companies or kind of that use O2 or something like Sky, Tesco, Giffgaff, you may not have been aware that the mobile data system for them had actually gone down completely. And it had been like that for pretty much an entire day. Everybody was distraught. We're going to be looking into all of what went on there in a minute. And along with that stuff, I do have some other stuff later in the show. I do a segment called Pet Peeves. It doesn't really mean that it's a peeve necessarily. It just is alliteration and I like it. It's where I poll the audience on a topic that doesn't really matter. Today, it's all about Christmas trees. Keeping it festive, I like to keep a theme. Later in the show, I do also have a tune of the week as well. That's the latest from Mark Ronson, and it's featuring Miley Cyrus. Very interesting. With all of these stuff, all of the stuff I'm talking about in today's show, I want to know what you think, because the show is called In My Opinion. How many times? I'm sorry. You can let me know what you are thinking in a number of ways. The primary way, of course, is through Twitter. The handle is @VectisRadio and the address is twitter.com/VectisRadio. I will be posting all of the questions, polls and whatnot up to there throughout the show and after the show, so you can have a look and let me know what you think throughout the entire week. How nice of me. You can also send me a text. The number is 60777, that's 60777, and make sure you start that with BR6TT, that's BR6TT, and it comes right through to my fingertips. How lovely is that? And if you want to do it old school, though, you can also send me an email. The address is studio@vectisradio.fm, and that comes right through in front of my face, and it goes bing. How lovely is that? Anyway, without further ado, let's jump into the first story of the day. How about that? So, welcome back to this week's... the 10th of December, this week, it's Monday, I've had a bit of a rough weekend, I'm a bit tired, I'll admit it, but anyway, welcome back. This is IMO, and the top story that I wanted to talk about today is all about mobile phone company O2, sharing its name with Oxygen there. Shout out to Oxygen for letting us breathe. They're looking for millions in compensation for the data outage last week. That's what O2, the mobile company, is looking for. And the Telegraph is reporting that the total number could be up to £100 million that they're after. Now, this is all, of course, in response to the data outage that happened. I believe it was Thursday. And the company that runs the mobile data service 402, Ericsson, they've blamed expired software licenses for the problem. Both companies have, of course, since apologised, as you would expect, for the problem that has affected O2's millions of customers on Thursday. Yes, it was a Thursday last week. And O2 have since set out how it plans to compensate all of its customers. So listen in if you're on O2, so to see what you might be entitled to for that little mess up last week by them. Customers with a monthly subscription, that's a contract, they'll be able to get refund. They'll get refunded the cost of 2 days service by the end of January, apparently. And for pay-as-you-go customers, they'll get 10% extra when they top up their phone in the new year, or 10% off when they buy data for mobile broadband services. So they're doing something, at least. It doesn't seem like very much for the situation, but mind you, maybe we have been blowing it a little bit out of proportion, perhaps. Wi-Fi does exist, you know. You're not going to die without data. You're not going to die. I certainly haven't died without data. I certainly haven't died. I don't have very much. But anyway, I'll stop wittering on about what my data allowance is, because who cares, to be honest. So the thing with this outage is that it affected much more than O2's core, like, user base, because they also provide services for users of Sky, Tesco, Giffgaff, and Leica Mobile. So if you're on any of those networks, you may have also been affected by this O2 Ericsson mess-up thing that happened on Thursday. And so Telefonica sounds a bit like orange juice, but, you know, it's a phone company. It's Spain-based, I believe. So, yeah, Telefonica, the company behind O2, said that they were going to conduct a thorough audit across both their and Ericsson's organisations to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And good. That's generally my takeaway from that, is good. Please don't make that happen again. The hysteria was immense. I was at college, at sixth form on the mainland, and a lot of my friends, I knew a couple of people who, I think they were on Tesco, and they couldn't send messages. And then when it had been restored the next day, their message sent like 10 times to whoever they were sending it to, which is kind of quite funny, to be honest. It's quite funny from my perspective, because I wasn't really involved, but I imagine it must have been annoying for all of those people, because bear in mind, this is millions and millions of people across the country that have been caught up in this. So I'm surprised that something like this happened, because again, Ericsson said that this was all down to like expired software licenses. So surely that's something you might want to check that. You might want to check that regularly, maybe just maybe a little bit. Anyway, that's just my opinion. That's just my view on this. It seems, yes, to me, it just seems bizarre that like they even got in the situation in the first place. But that's by the by. What do I want to know from you? I want to know if you were caught up in all of this, and how did you react, and how it affected you? Because it was certainly weighing heavy on the minds of my peers at sixth form, as they weren't able to Google stuff. And I mean, if I didn't have Google, I wouldn't be able to do anything. No, I probably survive. I'll have to pick up the ancient art of reading. No, I do read. And books and stuff, they're very useful, and they don't have expiring software licenses. That's the moral of the story. Books are good because they stay there. Anyway, so yeah, the question on that one is, were you caught up in the O2 data outage last week, and how did it affect you? The question is going to be posted up to the Vectis Radio Twitter page. The handle is at Vectis Radio, and the address is twitter.com/Vectis Radio, funnily enough. Now, you can also send me a text. The number is 60777, that's 60777, and if you start that message with BR6TT, it comes right through to me, yay. And if you want to do it old school, you can also send me an email. The address is studio@vectisradio.fm, and that also comes right through to my face. We've got music from Kylie Minogue on the way, but first, here's Richard Ashcroft with Surprised by the Joy. It's a future hit here on Vectis Radio. See you in a minute. I'll be announcing my tune of the week after this, so stay right where you are.
Hi, it's Ian Mack from The Mid-Morning Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense. Welcome back. This is IMO. Of course, that stands for In My Opinion. Now, I do a little thing. It's called Pet Peeves. The name doesn't really fit what it is, but, you know, I'll come up with a new name after in the new year. I think I'll come up with a new one in the new year. This is where I poll the audience on a topic that really, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It's really not that important at all. But I like to poll the audience to see what people think, and we can decide the least important issues in today's society via social media poll, because why not? Last week, I made a little bit self-indulgent, actually. I was talking about a letter I saw that was sent into the county press that was arguing for a commercial airport on the island. Now, since that came out, of course, there were people who actually said that there wasn't enough room. And I think, actually, some of the people who were behind the island's airport actually came out and said, there's not enough room for that. Sorry about that. It's not enough room. But then I had an idea. What about a helicopter link like in the Isles of Scilly in Cornwall? And the question I asked was, do you think this is a good idea? And I've got some support. Yay! 67% of the vote went to, yes, beam me up, Scotty. I like to put jokes in things. I'm sorry, I just do. And 33% of the vote went to, nah, I'm fine, thanks. Which is fair, of course, but I'm glad to hear that it fell down on my side last week. Ugh, I'm all over the place today, but I'm sure I will be a little bit better in a minute. Anyway, let's get into this week's pet peeves. So, this one is festive. I'm keeping it festive this week. Well, it is December after all, you know. So, I actually helped put up some of the Christmas decorations at my house yesterday. We dug out the tree. The box it is in, it kind of looks like it's been kind of dragged across the Atlantic by like a person in a rowboat. But, you know, the tree itself is fine, so I'm not bothered, but the box does look a bit horrible in every way. That's by the by, but the thing with that is that we have actually used the same artificial tree for as long as I can remember. Literally, like, forever. And the box certainly shows its age more than the tree does. But that got me thinking. Some people get a new real tree every year because it's seen as more environmentally friendly because it's not made of plastic. But if you use one artificial tree for a really, really long time like we have, wouldn't that be more friendly to the environment than having a real one that has to be binned every year? That's the interesting thought. The question on this is, which type of Christmas tree do you prefer? Real ones or fake ones? The poll will be going up on the Vectis Radio Twitter page. The handle is @VectisRadio and the address is twitter.com/VectisRadio. It'll be staying up for the entire week, so you can take your time on this one. And I'll be announcing the results in next week's show. Well, actually, no, will I? I don't know. You'll find out more later on in the show, because I have a little bit of an update. I'm going on a little bit of a break. More details to follow. Anyway, that's pet peeves.
Hello, Laura here from the Wednesday Afternoon Show. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back to the second half of IMO. It is 7 minutes to seven, so we haven't got much time at all, so I best get moving. We've got maybe perhaps a little time for one bonus story today, and it's all about Southampton Airport. I'm keeping it local this time. I do tend to go across the world and the nation for stories in this show, but I'm keeping it local at the minute with this one. And so plans to expand Southampton Airport have actually been backed by the public. The plan is to extend the plan is to extend the runway to increase the number of flights, allowing airport bosses to more than double passenger numbers from 2 to 5 million by 2037. That seems ages away, but, you know, pretty big numbers. Hundreds took part in a consultation, with the majority of those supporting the plans. Now, Winchester City Council is a little bit more cautious about the plan. They agree with the idea from an economic perspective, but has asked the airport to share additional details about noise impact. The airport has said that the expansion wouldn't lead to night flights and would only work in its current operating hours, which is, I guess, good to know, because I wouldn't want an airport flying over my head late in the night. That wouldn't be great. The extended runway means that Southampton will be able to accommodate larger planes and would in turn be able to offer a wider variety of destinations. Now, the fun little question I've got on this story is as follows. What new destinations would you like to see at Southampton Airport? I'm no official voice, but I'm just intrigued as to where you would like to go. Basically, it's just a where do you want to go on holiday bucket list, but framed in that I'm like the supervillain who's given away his plan. I'm sorry, but it's quite interesting. I want to know where you would like to go. I'd quite like to see. Maybe if you could fly to America from Southampton, that would be mad. That would be mad. I don't know whether it would be that big, but you know, you can dream. Anyway, that's the question on that one, the Southampton Airport story. Earlier, the top story was all about the mobile phone outage. The question is up on the Vectis Radio Twitter page. The handle is at Vectis Radio and the address is twitter.com/Vectis Radio. And that is also where the question on the Southampton Airport thing is going to get posted now. Before I go, I just want to give a quick update on what's going to be happening with the show over the next few weeks. I'm sorry, I'm going on a bit of a break. I'm sorry. So I'm going to be going on a bit of a Christmas break, unfortunately. So there isn't going to be a show for the next 3 weeks, but then I'll be back, and that is on the 7th of January. I've got loads of mocks and coursework to enjoy in the meantime, as well as some uni application things that are going surprisingly well. That's the little update from me on that one. I'm going to be off for a couple of weeks to enjoy Christmas. And so, Merry Christmas to all of the people listening. So, Merry Christmas. And I hope you have a great new year. But stay locked to Vectis Radio. Up next, it's Marco with his mod anthems. And then, if you're staying up really late from 10 all the way through until tomorrow morning, it's non-stop 80s. And then, of course, we have Hello Vectis from 7. And Dom, of course, is back with The Breakfast Show from 8. That is all from me this week and indeed this year. To take us up to the news for 7 o'clock, here is Sigala with Just Got Paid. Love this one. I hope you enjoyed all of that and thanks for listening. You can tune in live to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6 and online. I hope to see you there.